TED Talks are recorded live at the TED Conference and produced with WNYC New York Public Radio. This three-minute talk features communication architect Richard St. John, president of the St. John Group. TED Talks are made possible through the support of BMW, where ideas are everything. Here's Richard St. John.
What makes TEDsters tick? This is really a two-hour presentation I give to high school students, cut down to 3 minutes. And it all started one day on a plane on my way to TED 7 years ago. And in the seat next to me was a high school student, a teenager, and she came from a really poor family. And she wanted to make something of her life. And she asked me a simple little question. She said, "What leads to success?" And I felt really badly because I couldn't give her a good answer. So I get off the plane and I come to TED. And I think, geez, I'm in the middle of a room of successful people. So why don't I ask them what helped them succeed and pass it on to kids? So here we are, 7 years, 500 interviews later, and I'm going to tell you what really leads to success and makes TEDsters tick. And the first thing is passion. TEDsters do it for love. They don't do it for money. Carol Coletta says, "I would pay someone to do what I do." And the interesting thing is, if you do it for love, the money comes anyway. Work. Rupert Murdoch said to me, "It's all hard work. Nothing comes easily. But I have a lot of fun." Did he say fun, Rupert? Yes. TEDsters do have fun working, and they work hard. I figure they're not workaholics, they're work of frolics. Good. Alex Garden says, "To be successful, put your nose down in something and get damn good at it. There's no magic, it's practice, practice, practice. And it's focus." Norma Jewison said to me, "I think it all has to do with focusing yourself on one thing." And push. David Gallo says, "Push yourself. Physically, mentally, you've got to push, push, push. You got to push through shyness and self-doubt." Goldie Hawn says, "I always had self-doubts. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't smart enough. I didn't think I'd make it." Now, it's not always easy to push yourself, and that's why they invented mothers. Frank Gehry said to me, "My mother pushed me." Serve. Sherwin Newland says, "It was a privilege to serve as a doctor." Now, a lot of kids tell me they want to be millionaires, and the first thing I say to them is, "Okay, well, you can't serve yourself. You got to serve others something of value, because that's the way people really get rich." Ideas. TEDster Bill Gates says, "I had an idea. Founding the first microcomputer software company. I'd say it was a pretty good idea." And there's no magic to creativity and coming up with ideas. It's just doing some very simple things, and I give lots of evidence. Persist. Joe Krause says persistence is the number one reason for our success. You got to persist through failure. You got to persist through crap, which of course means criticism, rejection, assholes, and pressure. So the answer to this question is simple. Pay $4,000 and come to TED. Or failing that, do the big eight things that lead to success.
That was Richard St. John, recorded at the TED Conference in Monterey, California, February 2005. TED Talks are produced by WNYC New York Public Radio for TED and made possible in part through the support of BMW, where ideas are everything. For more information on TED, visit TED.com.